got to get the image of this Mike sitting in his lowrider chair right now with his hat, which should be backwards, by the way.
Yeah, I was just thinking that.
And
going,
he's just got this, let's roll, let's rock and roll. He reminds me of Ted Nugent.
Yeah.
Ted Nugent.
Let's do the damn thing.
He doesn't really look like Ted Nugent.
No, it's not a looking like thing.
Ah, wait.
So, hey, Mike. No. Do you know what's coming up soon? Valentine's Day.
Yes, it is.
I'm actually getting charters coming that day. They're like, we have February 14th available. I'm like, you
so do
fuckers.
I.
Well, yeah.
Yeah. What That's do you What do you got going on February 14th that you can't have charter coming soon?
No, not a damn thing. I just think it's funny they got guys working. I'd be pissed.
Well, but it is a Wednesday, for God's sakes, and it's not a legitimate holiday, really. It's just a holiday for...
Thank you. You have a female saying it. I want that on a fucking tape.
Okay, well, we're recording.
Well, it's on a fucking tape, dude.
Good.
How about an MP3? No, I don't...
No, it's not a legitimate holiday.
It's not a legitimate holiday. I mean, it's like it started out of a massacre. Or no, St. Valentine's was killed, you know?
And I was going to offer you some, too, but you had to be a dick and take some.
What? Take some what?
Fuck you. You don't get any Skittles. Neither do you.
You're an accomplice. I didn't ask for one. I didn't ask for them. I don't like
those
Skittles
are mine,
that much.
Dude. I got them from the closet.
Fuck, shut up. Got them from the closet.
I don't want to play with guys anymore.
So,
you have Skittles leaking from the ceiling.
No, they're from. Never mind. They're from the closet.
They're from my bag, huh? You fucker.
Yeah, they are.
Pretty much. Yeah. Valentine's Day being fake.
Oh yeah, it's fake.
It is.
It's a Hallmark holiday. I don't know. I'm in a happy relationship. I'm not bitter at all. I didn't like Valentine's Day before because I was bitter. I'm not bitter anymore. I'm not bitter anymore. How could I be bitter?
Look,
I'm so happy.
I'm going to be the same way. When I have a girlfriend, Valentine's Day is going to be just like any other day where I'm going to show her. And
no,
if she fucking complains that I don't show her that I love her on Valentine's Day,
you're gonna punch her
she's
in the face?
Getting a fucking palm upside the head.
That's love. Well, but so, even if Valentine's Day were to matter to your girlfriend, wouldn't you want to celebrate it for her?
I'm not saying I'm not going to do anything.
Because not every
it.
Girl is like me. Most girls aren't, actually.
Yeah.
I'm.
And I'm not saying you don't have to jump through hoops.
What he's trying to say is when you love your girl, every day is like Valentine's Day.
Well,
yeah. You show it.
And that's true, and that's the way it should be. But, like, for example, okay, here's our situation. I don't really care about Valentine's very much, but we are me.
Well, he doesn't care about you.
Me and Christian are trying to save our money right now, and we're being really, really stingy about things like going out to eat dinner and things like that. So we're using Valentine's Day as like a reason to go out, make a big deal, spend some money on each other, and like kind of because we've been so bad about it, like not out of like because we don't care. It's because we care so much about our future that we've really been concentrating on that. Yeah. So this kind of gives us a nice out. And then like a month later is his birthday. So I'll, you know, take him out and do something nice for him then. And so it kind of gives us like benchmarks, but it's not really about Valentine's Day. It's just really because like, hey, might as well.
There's like skid marks.
Benchmarks. Different. Very
different.
It's
like skid marks if you're not wearing any underwear. Oh,
but
you're left behind benchmarks.
That's called splinters.
Splinters.
And
that
they
works.
Suck.
But you know, and like, and he's the kind of person that doesn't really care about Valentine's Day either.
See,
but he also wants to do nice things for me.
I think Valentine's Day is a holiday meant for bad people. And it's
to
a
make
chance
look
for
good.
Them to make up for all the shitty things that they've done. It's just a way, yeah, it's just a way for their boyfriends to fucking make up and get some sex.
So you're
or
a pretty bad
just
person.
For another reason.
What's that?
You should love that day. You're a pretty bad person.
Yeah.
Well, but then he has to pay out the asshole. That's what's the bad thing about it. If you had a girl, you would have to pay out the asshole to make up for all the shit that you do to her the rest of the year.
You want some of my Skittles? So, what do you got there?
No I have a survey. Right. I don't know. I have some questions for you guys.
All right.
Do you guys love or dread Valentine's Day?
Oh, come on.
Really? Really?
Is it that cut and dry?
Oh, yeah.
Like it's one or the
Some
other?
Some of them have more questions.
All right, Mike, let's go one or the
I
other.
I love Valentine's Day.
I dread Valentine's Day because I have to pay so much fucking money.
It's an easy question, you assholes. Do you look forward to it, or do you not look forward to it?
No. I just said no. Oh, sorry.
No, I don't look forward to it. Well, no, I don't look forward to it.
Okay, maybe you don't dread it.
Actually, yes, I do. You know why? Candy hearts with sayings on them.
Ooh, now I will fucking, oh.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah, I'm with you for that.
Damn straight.
Take Valentine's
That's what
Day
Valentine's
for one
Day
thing.
Is about.
Yep. Candy hearts.
You like the way they taste?
Hell yeah. Yeah. They're the best
they're so
ever.
So good.
Ew.
Now, wait a minute. There's different kinds.
No, I know. I'm talking about the Brocks, like oh, okay. the legitimate yeah. candy hearts. I don't yeah. like them.
Oh, well, you're weird.
Yeah, you're pretty strange. No, they're awesome.
Fuck you.
And you're funny looking. So.
They're like the candy corn of Valentine's Day, except they don't suck.
Now, candy corn is good.
See,
there it is.
And
case
we think
in
it
point,
tastes
weirdo.
Like shit, so.
I love candy corn. You guys.
So, bet. Yes, we look forward to Valentine's
Day. You know
Day.
What my favorite kind of candy is, though, as far as seasonal candy?
Cocaine.
Cock.
Wow.
Oh, that's me.
Doesn't
bad.
Apply. Way to go, Mike. No.
Mike's cell phone's going on. Mike, why don't you answer that?
Easter candy. I love Easter candy.
We'll see who
it's
it is.
My favorite.
Let's see who it is. You guys hear that?
My favorite are Cadbury eggs. Mini eggs, specifically.
We don't
want to
answer that.
No?
But I will turn it off.
Yeah, thanks, Mr. Professional.
I thought I did on the way out to the car.
I was professional. I kept going.
Thank you.
Cadbury mini eggs, my favorite.
Hell yeah. The chocolate-filled ones?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Love
that are chalky.
Those.
They're
yes.
the best ever.
They're my favorite seasonal candy ever, ever, ever. But yeah, in general, Easter candy is pretty fucking good.
It is. But Valentine's Day, yes. Look forward to it because of the Valentine's candy.
That's it. Well, 68% of people.
I look forward to it, and that's why.
68% of people love Valentine's Day and when it comes around, and 32% dread it. So.
Okay. All right. Next
but
question.
Probably having nothing to do with the reasons
but I
that
think
you guys just listened.
Probably 80% of those people wanted something in between and didn't and had to pick one or the other.
Yeah. Yeah. Probably.
Okay. Maybe that's a possibility.
Because I would have picked something in between.
The biggies of the world. I hate that. Whenever she fills out a survey, do you like
yeah.
this or this?
Well.
And then she okay. picks neither.
Yeah.
Right.
Sorry, guys.
Mike, this is a question geared towards you.
All right, Mike.
Okay. Would you rather go out on a boring date or stay home on Valentine's Day?
Well, okay. I would rather go out on a boring date if I'm going to get some ass.
Just because it's Valentine's Day or just because you're going to get ass?
No. It has nothing to do with Valentine's
okay,
Day.
Okay, all right. Well, that's an honest question.
So wait, is the spirit of that like...
But if I'm going out on a dumb date, then no. No, I'd rather sit at home and watch TV or play
video
games.
All right, so is it like, would you rather go out on a boring date on Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Or
just
stay at home by yourself?
By yourself and hang out and do whatever the hell you want.
Yeah.
Yeah, and that.
And
relaxate a little
yeah.
bit.
Okay, now for somebody, 79% would rather stay home and watch a DVD or
wow,
do their own thing than
I
go out on a boring date.
Way.
I don't know. It's
I totally
millennium.
Would go on the boring date and start fucking with the person.
Yeah, I was going to say, you can always turn it into a adventurous date.
Yeah, because there are no consequences at the end of it.
Exactly.
That's like Groundhog's Day for a
know.
Date.
Yeah,
there.
You definitely know you're not calling that bitch. Right.
Okay.
Or dude, Mike's case.
So okay. Now from the married man,
all right,
would you rather your wife get you or treat you to a romantic meal or a gift certificate to your favorite store for Valentine's
on.
Day?
Oh, wait, totally.
A $100 gift certificate.
Ooh. No.
To Guitar Center. Oh, yeah.
I'm going to have to take the romantic dinner.
Oh,
I
what
am
a putz.
But that's because she's a good cook. She has cooked us dinner.
That is because she is an amazing fucking cook.
Yeah, she is
absolutely.
An amazing fucking cook. But she if does
it,
amazingly
if it was
for
$200
for
to Guitar
of
Center,
of
I'd bring
now
her a Happy
business.
Meal.
Okay.
Do they make Happy Meals anymore?
Yeah.
Yeah, of course.
Okay, just I'm. I,
but they give you
fucking
options
McDonald's.
Now so that you don't have to be a fat kid in America.
Would you like the fat fuck happy meal?
Yeah.
Or the skinny fuck happy meal? Oh, sorry.
Would
okay.
you like fries with that? Yeah, I would. Nope. You know what? No, I'm going with plan B.
Move along,
fat
ass. Move
fuck.
Along.
Oh,
real pu- pudgy 5 year old.
I swear to God, healthy people don't eat at McDonald's. Period. 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 That's just the way it is.
That's true.
I think none of us eat at McDonald's.
No.
Nope.
Because it's terrible, and I hate their jingle.
What is their jingle?
Bam! Right in the fucking head.
Okay, back to the single guy.
Yes, the romantic dinner for me. Go ahead.
Would you rather your date be really good looking or a great conversationalist?
Ooh. Wow. Okay. All
right, Mike.
Are we going to go? Which way are we going to go? Okay, I'll go with the good looking.
Actually, you are in the minority, man. Only 32% of people agree with you.
Bullshit.
Yeah, that's bullshit.
Honestly, I think a lot of these answers do seem a little bit.
I think for the first date, they have to be good looking, because you don't get a second date if you're not good looking.
No,
it doesn't matter how good of a conversationalist.
You don't get a first date in my book if you're not good
looking. If you're all snaggletooth and everything, you could be the best conversationalist ever.
Like, yeah, I don't give a fuck if you have a doctrine in something. Like, you're still not going to be up to par.
Doctorate.
What if she's
doctorate, dude, not doctrine.
Don't condensate to me.
I didn't hear that. Wow, I did hear that one, and that was unfortunate.
Not condensate, dude. Condescend.
Yeah, but then you condescend just like you conversate. You condescend.
Would you like a shovel?
Right?
I got a shovel in the back there. You can just keep digging. Asshole.
English isn't my forte.
Okay, this might get you guys back on track.
All right, what do we
got? This is for both of you. Is it a good or a bad idea for a guy to buy lingerie for a woman he's seeing?
Bad.
Good.
Always bad.
Always good.
Fuck that, dude.
All right, why is it bad?
Because size is definitely an issue. And unless you know that brand of lingerie and that size fits your girlfriend and that's what she's going to wear, unless that's 100% there,
that's true.
You are fucking walking on a thin line.
You're walking
on glass.
Because
if you're one size off, and even if you're the right size, but like the brand is like a little bit big or a little bit like, no.
Okay.
And if you are one
if
size off.
If she goes shopping
off,
with you, that's fine.
If you're one size off, you better fucking hope it's too small.
Exactly. Yeah. Yeah. You better hope that her boobs are just too big for it.
I was answering from Mike's point of view of what I thought you were going to say. Good thing, because going to buy lingerie, you're going to have someone model it for you.
Oh, well. You're talking about if you want to take her out shopping for lingerie, that's hot. That's definitely something you should
do. Acceptable.
That's a should. That's not just a could. That's a should.
But, Mike, I absolutely agree with you about the size issue and, you know.
Yeah,
if
you're not sure,
get her
some flowers
chocolates
or something.
Get real. When dudes are out of their element in a lingerie store, even me, and, you know. I feel pretty comfortable most of the time, but even, you know, I get in there and I'm like, wow, it's pretty quiet in here.
This is awkward. And then you go and sit over by all the other douchebags who are like holding purses and going, fuck, this is awkward.
You don't even have to talk. You just look at each
other
and go,
you just go, yeah, dude, I'm so sorry, man. I know.
I don't take Chris.
Yeah,
it's probably.
Yeah.
You love You're
him,
a good
that's
girlfriend,
why.
Exactly.
Oh, that's good.
Next question.
Phew.
What's up next?
Thank God. Okay, if you're dating someone, do you always expect action on Valentine's Day?
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, what if you're married to someone?
Fuck yeah.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes?
Hold on, though.
Is that yes
I have
or
certain
a yes
conditions
contingent?
For this. If they're going to make a big deal of Valentine's Day, then yes, I better get some fucking action. If you're not going to make a big day out of a deal out of Valentine's Day, then just any other day.
Okay.
You can't have your cake and eat it too, motherfuckers. You got to put out.
Hey. We know.
If we're going to take you out to dinner.
Out to dinner in general? Is this like a pay?
No, but I'm saying on Valentine's Day, if you're making a special deal of
it. Okay, but specifically on Valentine's Day, I'm going to say, like, you don't expect action every time you take your girlfriend out to dinner.
Well, I do that too, but that's you didn't ask that. You didn't ask that.
That's Mike. For Valentine, I don't know if I expect it. I certainly am hoping.
Jesus, I'm open too. Please. You're married, man.
Please.
Should be a pretty gig to land.
I didn't
pretty easy
say
gig
that.
To land.
I didn't say that I was begging. I was just, you know.
No, I didn't say you're begging
going,
her. Maybe you're just begging, you know.
You know, when
praying,
I wake up in the morning,
hoping.
I think, today is Valentine's Day.
I'm going to get some ass.
The odds are in my favor.
About how often is it now, can you say?
Well, now that she's pregnant, that's pretty often.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good.
Yeah,
good
girls like it when they're pregnant, huh?
Yeah, yeah. They do a lot.
It kind of like the period thing, doesn't it, like, alleviate some pain or help
it,
with something?
Yeah,
or
it orgasms help with cramps.
Yep.
Yeah.
They do. So,
but
yeah, it's good.
Sometimes
yes,
I'm just
they do.
In so in pain, I'm not in the mood and just don't care. Okay, well, 61% of people say not necessarily. See, that's why I think the survey is bullshit. Like, that they don't.
Where did you get this survey? What is this?
MSN, dating and personals, partnered with
Match.com.
Well,
I just think the questions are a little off. They're just, they're like too cut and dry. They're not like.
All right, well, yeah.
They don't give you a good middle ground
right.
for those people who just don't give a fuck about Valentine's Day.
Okay.
But, like, aren't like, ah, oh, die.
Yeah,
you know,
seriously.
Like,
people, the spurned lovers
yeah.
who are all bitter and shit.
Who are like
yeah.
atheists
yeah.
to Valentine's Day.
Okay.
All right. keep going.
Which female celebrity would be your dream Valentine's Day date?
Angelina.
Really?
Gotta have the lips on Valentine's Day.
Really?
She's not on the list.
Oh, there's a list?
Oh, I'm sorry.
Well, no, I'm just
Let
saying,
me fucking
I
take that back.
I think people were
and
asked randomly, yeah. and then I don't know if
really?
They were given
Angelina
these options.
Jolie
she's
was
not
on the list.
On the list. Maybe because she's not single anymore. Maybe that's
well,
why.
Since
that
when
matters,
is this
a fucking
fantasy.
Celebrity?
Come on now.
I don't know. I can make the fucking survey.
This isn't going to...
Number one is Jennifer Aniston, actually.
What?
Now, okay, she's cute, but I wouldn't want to like take her out on a date and, you know... Didn't you say, isn't that the question? If I wanted to take a sub celebrity out on a date?
Who would be your dream Valentine's Day date?
Yeah, fuck, no.
Maybe because
no.
she's more cutesy and, you know, more like a Valentine, like someone you take home to mom rather than have...
Angelina's someone you take home to mom, but then you also take her back into the bedroom.
I'll tell you who mine would be. Natalie Portman.
Yeah?
Okay.
Yeah. Yeah,
she's
that wouldn't
not,
be a
she's
bad
on
one.
Here.
And
17% say Natalie Portman.
And Audrey Tautou.
Okay, she's not on here. Because
at the same time.
Ooh. Ooh.
You wish.
Never going to happen.
Have you ever broken up with someone on or a few days before Valentine's Day?
Yes.
Really?
No, not really. I was
okay.
just lying.
I don't know. I might have.
I did, actually.
Did you?
Well, no,
you
kind of.
You heartless bitch.
Yeah, I know.
Who was it?
I think I broke up with our friend Flambe, or like we stopped having sex shortly before Valentine's Day.
Either way,
I think we broke up in November. But I think the official breakup was in November, but I don't think the actual breakup happened until February sometime.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. Well,
yeah,
it happens. Okay. Moving on.
Yeah. Moving on.
That's it. Survey is done?
Yeah.
So
on.
What did we learn?
We all are kind of just there on Valentine's Day. Like, who gives
yeah.
a crap?
If there's anyone out there who feels one way or the other is really, you know, all you guys are fucking stupid for not liking Valentine's Day.
Well,
write us and let us know.
I don't like it. It's that I don't care.
Yeah,
like,
no,
I don't,
really
I'm not a Valentine's hater. I may used to have been, but I'm not
See,
anymore.
I don't even,
but I just don't really care.
I don't even
another.
Really know if I know anyone who is, you know, either or in terms of that survey of
yeah,
totally
like,
hot
oh,
or totally.
Oh, come on. I can think of a couple that are going to be a little bit into it.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Really? Like overly into Valentine's?
My Kobag for one.
Oh,
she pops
wow.
into mind.
Oh.
Yeah, that's
And then
true.
Any of her type.
Oh, yeah.
Know,
that's
her
true.
Type,
that's
yeah.
True.
Well, because it's all about status with certain girls and
exactly.
like the bigger bouquets
well, it's
or
all
the
about,
jewelry.
Yeah.
Right.
And it's like about showing off how much your guy loves you
mm-hmm.
by like how much he's willing to
and
spend
what he
on
did
you.
For,
yeah.
yeah.
And that's to me, it's like, wow, I really don't need to justify that to all of the people I work with. Like, really don't care.
Right.
Sorry. It's
yeah.
not a competition.
Well, and she's high maintenance in general. So
yeah. Yeah.
She would expect a little bit more on.
On Valentine's Day.
The
yeah.
B-Day.
So, what did we learn from the survey? It's full of shit.
Yeah, surveys suck.
Sorry, guys.
Right.
Picked a bad one.
it's all good. Don't worry about it. Take a short break. We'll be right back after this.